Last week with only three guys being really good play.
Do you feel that'll be expected from them every week in and week out?
Definitely. I mean, Coach Dom speaks about it every day we have meetings. You know, every guy that's in this room has an obligation to this team to get themselves ready for instances like that.
Let's talk about the Jets and, you know, see what he's done and what challenges he presents for.
I mean, you can talk about LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, he's a future Hall of Fame running back. That speaks volumes for itself, you know. They try to be physical up front on tape, what it looks like. They have great skill positions, a good quarterback, so it'll be a challenge for us this week.
Will you guys be ready for that offensive line, which is considered by some of the best in the league?
Of course, we're going to be ready for any offensive line we play. I mean, how effective we play, that'll be on us. But we'll always be ready to play. And I mean, they're a good group. They've been together for about 2 years now. And they present some good challenges for us.
Even though the Jets are 5-1, do you want to kind of get up in Sanchez's face early and make them mistakes?
You know what? Obviously, anytime you play a quarterback, you want to kind of discombobulate them a little bit, get them out of his rhythm. You know, I mean, he's a pretty mobile quarterback. He feels comfortable on the run, and we have to keep him in the pocket.
What about Mangold? What makes him so good? I mean, is it his size or is it his...
You know what? I only got to watch him by about a day or two. I mean, he's pretty good. That's what I can say about him right now.
And talk about C.J. Wilson and the way your guys, your rookies, stepped up and played last week. You got to be proud of the way these guys stepped in and played.
Well, definitely. Even anytime you ask a rookie to go and fulfill the type of duty he had last week, it's always promising. And I'm glad to be a part of his team, a teammate. You know, it's a big duty against a team like that, and he played well.
And what about you? You've been holding up, man. You put in a lot of snaps that you guys are getting real thin. How's the body holding up?
You know what? It's all about how you take care of your body. I have been getting a lot of snaps, but it's a part of the game. And at this time of the season, we're a little banged up, so I'm going to have to do a little more.
You had to kind of take on a little more of a leadership role, being, I guess, you're kind of like the elder statesman of the defensive line right now. Colin Ryan are ready to go.
Yeah, I think people throw that leadership role, that title around, but guys in this locker room, guys that play sport as a team, they know you tend to follow people that do it by example than the people that are always talking, you know. So I kind of felt the same way, you know. I'll never know if I'm a leader because most people aren't going to tell you you're a leader, you know what I mean? So it's kind of just to lead by example, and it's kind of like... get people to follow you.
Is this stuff fun for you? This game fun for you when you're getting so banged up, like every week someone's dropping out?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, from a personal standpoint, it's football. It's always going to be fun. It was fun in high school. It was fun in college. And now it's even more fun. Seems like every week is a big game for us. That's probably the most exciting part. That you get a chance to go out and display your abilities each and every week. And you also have to prove yourself each and every week because upstairs, they do a good job of monitoring, you know, so it's kind of a nice challenge for you, and I'll take it on.
Coming off a big game like beating the Vikings like you guys did, and then going on the road, taking on a tough team like the Jets, how much will that help you out, come up on emotional level?
Yeah, I think this next two games, actually, before a little bye week, is going to be a big indication of how we respond to have a tough start, you know, and I think we'll respond pretty well.
You guys had talking. You were going back to training camp, but what a great rotation. You have all this depth on the D-line. Now it's so different because of injury. Mentally, how have you guys had to make that adjustment?
It's kind of like, I mean, even though it's the NFL, I mean, things like this happen in the game of football. So guys probably experienced it in college where a couple of guys got nicked up and you just had to go as long as you could, you know. And at this level, I think last week was kind of indication that we really only had three people to go. And I think CJ and J-Dub did a good job.
The Jets their personality. You guys are kind of banged up front, but they're going to pound it at you. How do you look at that challenge?
I take it with open arms. You know, this NFL is a man's game. I mean, like I said before, no one's going to care. I mean, if you're banged up, if you're injured, they're going to play us just the same as they play everybody that's completely healthy. So I know the guys will be ready to play this week.
Have you slept pretty well the last couple nights?
Yeah, I tend to sleep pretty well every night. I mean, especially with the length of our practices and everything like that. I don't have a problem sleeping at night, so that's not really a big problem for me.
No, have you recovered from it? I mean, there was a lot of snaps the other night. I mean, you bounced back pretty well from that.
Yeah, I mean, this is still early in the week. I mean, I'm still a little sore. That just goes with the job, and hopefully I'll be ready by Sunday.
Have you ever played that many snaps in a game, you think?
I couldn't tell you. No, I really...
Based on feeling, you think you ever played that many?
Yeah. Because I had a few overtime games in college. And, I guess play-wise, it wasn't really that much. It was just how the game was going. You know, I think we played more players early in the season than we played last Sunday. But it was just the tempo of the game and the style of offense.
Thanks. DJ, do you think your toughest task in terms of facing a power running team?
I don't know. I mean, from what I see on film, they look pretty good up front. And obviously, they got a Hall of Fame running back that'll be in the Hall of Fame pretty soon. So from that standpoint, their roster probably is the best challenge, but I won't know until after I go up against them.